Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is in session this hour to take up two nominations. Also, Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro will testify before the Armed Services Committee. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall is testifying before an Appropriations Committee. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before the Homeland Security Committee on the border. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson will testify before an Appropriations Subcommittee in a few hours. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
I can confirm that yesterday we had an American diplomatic convoy that was fired on. All of our people are safe and unharmed. But this action was reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News is set to go to trial this morning in Delaware Superior Court.
The $1.6 billion lawsuit alleges Fox News knowingly spread misinformation about the company's voting machines after the 2020 election. Fox News argues that the allegations they reported are protected by the First Amendment. The company was and is the target of numerous conspiracy theories pushed by supporters of former President Trump after his loss. Jury selection is expected to start today. I'm Skip Kelly.
India's Supreme Court is set to begin hearing arguments for granting legal recognition to same-sex marriages in a case that will be decided the fate of marital rights for lesbian and gay couples in the Asian nation. The top court has called it a seminal issue of great importance. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
China was running a secret police station in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
Brian Peace, federal prosecutor, announced charges against at least two Chinese suspects.
These defendants did China's bidding in secret while acting under the direction and control of an MPS official in China.
The FBI says the accused destroyed important cell phone evidence before the arrests. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Moscow court is scheduled today to hear an appeal on the detention of Evan Gershkovich, the jailed Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia last month. The journalist was arrested for espionage, an allegation the Journal and the USA government deny. The White House says President Biden has spoken with a teen who was shot last week when he rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri.
Biden reportedly wished the 16-year-old Ralph Jarl a speedy recovery in their conversation on Monday. Prosecutors in Missouri announced that a white man in his 80s will face two felony charges, including first-degree assault. They also noted that there is a racial component to the case, but did not go any further into that. Last week, Jarl went to pick up his siblings in Kansas City, but mistakenly went to the wrong house. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us, and it's good to have Jimmy Mitchell with us. His new book, Let Beauty Speak, The Art of Being Human in a Culture of Noise, believing deeply in the power of beauty to evangelize culture. Jimmy's gifts of storytelling and piano playing have brought him to every corner of the world. He's the founder of Love Good, a formation platform that empowers everyday Christians to bring beauty to the forefront of their lives and build a culture of conversion within their families, parishes, schools, and organizations. Jimmy Mitchell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me, man. It's great to be with y'all.
Well, it's great to be talking to you. I mean, what a mission. I mean, that God has put into your heart that you see things as beautiful. In fact, in preparation, for this interview, I was reading about a story about a young couple, and they showed you the picture of this young couple, and you think, oh my God, they're not very beautiful at all. But you knew there was a lot to the story, and they just, what brought them together is their love for one another, the idea that they really helped each other be better versions of themselves. She was very obese. I mean, she was probably approximating 500 pounds. And, like I said, didn't look very attractive to what, everyday standards would consider. He was very, by comparison, very thin, very small. And they both admitted to themselves that, and said, hey, we're not beautiful people, and our families didn't approve of the marriage. They got all kinds of negative comments from the places where they lived and everything. I mean, it was just a pig pile on them. Well, it was amazing. What happened is it started first. I mean, the husband said, well, I love you just the way you are. I love the inside. The beauty that you have inside transcends all this outward appearance. But what motivated her was she realized that at weighing almost 500 pounds, it was going to be impossible for her to have a child. Her body couldn't handle, and they wanted to have a family. So she became motivated. Jimmy, you should see the pictures of this couple today. Because first she started, taking care of herself, eating healthy, exercising, and it wasn't anything that she felt any guilt by her peers or anything like that. It was just, it was time for her to do something because she wanted to have a family. And her husband, supported her and came alongside. And you cannot believe the transformation of this woman. It is a night and day experience. And And when I read this story, and I'm thinking about what God had placed in your heart and how you wrote about it, it's about the beauty that isn't necessarily that, you know, we've been trained to see, you know, with our eyes. This is, you know, in a sense, a hidden beauty that you must have a spiritual concept and a love of God to see, right?
That's right. And I think that's really somewhere near the foundation of this book, that, you know, you don't actually have to step into, you know, a Roman basilica to be swept away by the beauty of God's love. Now, that certainly helps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to behold, you know, a great work of Renaissance art, you know, by Caravaggio or Michelangelo. You don't even have to be, you know, at a symphony hall that actually, you know, beauty, particularly in the way that it is expressed in the lives of Christians, of Catholics, who are, you know, striving for virtue, who are striving just to live lives that, you know, bring God's love to the world. That's actually the kind of beauty that sets people free and that inspires faith. And sounds like, really, in the case of this couple that you've referenced, it's inspired their vocation, their calling.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with that, you know, comes a lot of amazing opportunities to become who we are called to be, you know. And if I think, you know, beauty is one of those powerful tools that God uses to really call forth the best in us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we just try to go at it because, you know, we know what is good or we know what is true, but our hearts haven't been inflamed with the desire for what is beautiful.
Yes.
And it can be very, very difficult to really pursue what is true and good, you know?
The title of your book, Let Beauty Speak. Why this title?
Yeah, so we are living, I think we can all agree, in a time that is really fraught with relativism and noise. It's difficult to have debates, you know, again, about these other transcendentals, as we call them, truth, goodness. There's not even a lot of agreement, you know, that there is such a thing as objective truth in our world today. But beauty has no enemy. Beauty pierces the heart. It kind of breaks through the relativism and the noise, and it allows us, without even realizing it sometimes, to encounter God. And obviously, any encounter with beauty is ultimately an encounter with truth and with goodness. It's just a way easier entry point in the post-Christian culture that we're living through. And so the instinct here is, let's remind people that when they stand before a beautiful sunset, or they, you know, hold a newborn child in their arms, or stand atop a towering mountain range, that there is an encounter with God in their encounter with beauty. Mm-hmm. But more powerful than any of that, or any of the arts and architecture and music that I referenced earlier, it is the beauty of the saints. It's the beauty of holiness. It's the beauty of integrity and virtue that people are really captivated by in today's mm-hmm. world. And that's really what this book is about. It's a way of living faith, Christian faith, in these times
mm-hmm.
That will actually captivate people and ultimately, you know, inspire conversion.
Jimmy, you call it noise, but it's what the culture has done in limiting the expression of beauty and our ability to see it. Is that what you're saying? I mean, that's what I'm appreciating from your book.
It's a great point. I mean, and that's the reality, is we have so many counterfeits,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot that is vying for our attention. You know, the average American right now scrolls the distance to the top of Mount Everest and back every year with their thumb on their smartphone. We spend, you know, 2 to 3 hours on social media alone, and that's not the only cause for the noise in our lives. But imagine if everybody spent the same amount of time listening to God, listening to even, you know, mentors, great writers, great saints and scholars who have gone before us. Imagine if they spent just as much time listening to sources of real wisdom and truth as they do their own, you know, Instagram feeds. And I think that's what this is really a call to arms for, engaging with the world and finding what is true and good and beautiful,
right.
But ultimately redeeming it from the inside out. That's, I think, what all of us have to do. We can't run away from the noise. We can't run away from the relativism or even the hostility to faith, but rather to live it so profoundly.
Gotta go to break.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Jimmy Mitchell. And his book, Let Beauty Speak, The Art of Being Human in a Culture of Noise. Jimmy, you know, there are things that we see around us that are just obviously beautiful. And you've noted several examples. They're just naturally beautiful. But We're told in the book of Ecclesiastes that God makes all things beautiful. And I think like everything that comes from God, sometimes it takes time. You know, we need to be open to a discovery and a revealing of said beauty, because God's fingerprint, his hand of creation, is in all things, and it's up to us. Because as we know, you know, we've heard that saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But wow, if we're at that point where beauty is allowed to speak, and we're in the presence of the words of beauty and the expression of beauty, that's breathtaking, isn't it?
It's really well said. And in some ways, that captures the foundational principle of this book. The whole first chapter is dedicated to wonder, you know, really understanding this great gift that we all had naturally in our childhood, right? Mm. Wonder and awe before the mysteries of life. There wasn't this need to, you know, understand everything down to the last detail, but rather as children, we could just simply stand in awe of it. And as life went on, we could see that wonder leads to knowledge, and ultimately knowledge leads to love. And so there's a lot of people walking around with cynical hearts, hardened hearts, and as you put it, you know, hearts that are closed off to beauty, and they're missing out really on one of the greatest gifts of life, which is, again, that opportunity to stand in awe, to be, in a sense, outside of yourself in this encounter with beauty, even in the simplest of ways in our ordinary lives, and to really see that, you know, as a foretaste of heaven, as a glimpse of the joy that we're really all made for, and how easily, again, our culture wants to take that away from us.
Yeah, when you talk about the beauty of wonder, it reminds me of a song that the Gettys sing, Keith and Kristen Getty. I don't know if you've heard it, but it always, you know, the first time I heard it, it just touched me so deeply. It's, "Don't let me lose my wonder." I mean, the innocence of wonder and the gift of wonder. And to hear you talk, it reminds me, and I would direct you, if you've not listened, just Google "Don't Let Me Lose That Wonder" and be captured by the Gettys' rendition of that, and it will add depth to your expression on that, because I think we take that for granted. You know, when we're little kids, you know, we have moments where everything is so wonderful. And I mean, even, you know, for those of us that grew up with the wonderful world of Disney, you know, and all that, and that expression and idea. But as we get older, somehow, you know, we lose that. And I don't want any of us to lose that. That is something that just gives us a, I guess, a humble perspective of the magnificence of an almighty God who created us.
That's right. Who created us, who redeemed us, and who is, and even at this very moment, intimately involved in our lives. And I think that's part of what wonder awakens, is this awareness of God, of his glory, of his goodness. Again, even in the most ordinary circumstances of our life, there's a phrase that C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien like to use, it was sacramental imagination, which is to say an ability to see beyond the veil, an ability to find the glory of God hidden even in the most, again, ordinary of circumstances. You know, for a Catholic, that happens very powerfully through the sacraments.
Yes.
But actually, for all of us as Christians, that should be happening day in and day out, when we, you know, stand even just before the inherent dignity of another person. Mm-hmm. And again, there's so many implications of this, I think, vocationally, personally, even politically. But there's no doubt in my mind that beauty is this almost last standing transcendental that still seems to know very few enemies in our post-Christian culture. And it becomes a powerful unifying force. Even in our dialogue with people who have very different perspectives on the world and on faith or even on politics than we do.
Yeah, I think that C.S. Lewis was captured by what you're sharing when he said that when he contemplated the miracle of God's creation, and especially as it related to fellow humanoids, that he had never met a mere mortal. Is that powerful?
That's the beautiful part of, I think, his essay on the weight of glory. He says if we could perceive the weight of God's glory in the person at any given moment that we're encountering, we would be tempted to bow down and worship, as you put it. You know, we've never met a mere mortal. Every human being created in God's image is, of course, immortal and will live, their soul anyways, will live forever. And that should cause awe and wonder and gratitude in the heart, you know?
Without a doubt. Jimmy, in your book, Let Beauty Speak, you talk about 10 principles that empower Christians to evangelize the world by bringing beauty to the forefront of their lives and reminding the world what it means to be human. Break that down. We got about a little over three minutes left here, just as a heads up. Go ahead.
That's perfect. You know, there's a temptation for us to relegate the work of beauty to artists and to creatives. But I'm convinced that there's no greater work of beauty than God orchestrating a masterpiece with our lives. And how does he do that? Well, these 10 principles kind of lay out a plan. So I already mentioned wonder, freedom, friendship, all the way to some of our final principles like community, even suffering. You know, let's just pause on suffering for a minute. Most of us cannot imagine what role suffering could possibly play in evangelizing through beauty and spreading the faith through beauty. But the reality is that we just celebrated this a couple of weeks ago with the final days of Lent, culminating with Easter, that it's not that suffering itself is beautiful. It's ugly. It's painful. But the fruits of suffering, especially united to Christ, are tremendously beautiful. And in fact, they're redemptive. And that's something that our world doesn't know, has probably never heard. But when they witness it in a faithful Christian who is suffering well, it captivates them. And again, that's what all these principles are meant to do, is to make our faith really practical, but also really powerful in how they bring beauty to the forefront of our lives.
You know, the Word tells us that the end is better than the beginning. And there's a lot packed into that. You know, because we always think, you know, when things first start out, that it's new and it's fresh. But there's something about the end of something and what that does. And we're reminded in God's Word that that is better than the beginning. One of those paradoxes, I guess.
That's pretty cool, especially given that, you know, we never know when we'll be the generation privileged enough to live in the end times, right? But to think that there might even be greater saints in those times than ever before, you know, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, the way things look, it seems that we are, as Billy Graham said, in the last of the last days, you know, because the signs are abounding here. And who knows, Jimmy? You know, like you said, only God knows, and this could happen. I mean, everything that was said to be the runway and the foundation to the last of the last days, pretty much in place.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you, if anybody's interested in anything we've talked about today, the easiest place to find the book is just letbeautyspeak.com. And it'd be so fun to meet some of your listeners whenever I'm traveling on the road and to hear how they're applying these principles to their own lives.
And they can find your itinerary there as well?
That's right. Yep, it's all found there at letbeautyspeak.com.
Jimmy, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being obedient to God's direction in giving us this book. This is such a great gift, Let Beauty Speak, The Art of Being Human in a Culture of Noise. And we know that until he comes again, we'll be dealing with noise. That's just part of the environment, isn't it?
Amen. That's right.
You got it. Jimmy Mitchell, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
Reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we're hearing a lot about artificial intelligence, right? And you may not even have realized how AI has already entered our lives and how pervasive it is. Maybe in some respects it's a good thing if used wisely. And, of course, wisely is the understated term and the most critical term. A growing number of tech giants, professors, and others have been warning about the risk of AI and calling for a pause on its implementation. Well, we've got John Dwyer joining us. He's the Global Alzheimer's Platform Foundation president. Talk more about it. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be here.
Well, artificial intelligence, something that is a topic that more and more people are discussing. And, I mean, we're hearing everything from, you know, how good it could be and how dangerous it could be, that it could wipe out the human race as we know it.
Well, I would say it's a tool.
Hey, John, let's do this. John, let me interrupt you for just a second. The signal that we have is very disruptive right now, so the studio is going to call you back and see if we can secure this phone line a little bit better, because I want people to hear what you've got to say. So while Brad is reconnecting us with John Dwyer, you know what's being said in your circles about artificial intelligence, the threats, but again, it comes with a caveat. And as John was starting to say, that this is a tool, and like any tool, it's what we choose and how we choose to utilize it. Are we going to utilize it to good, or is it going to be something that is a controlling manner that will limit the freedoms of humanity? And as we've been saying repeatedly in the show, that all things that are considered, the paramount question that must be asked is, will this make us more free or less free? Is this going to allow us to operate at a higher level of efficiency, or is it going to hinder us in any manner whatsoever? You know, this is critical that we know the answer to this question before we enter into any of these scientific tools that are becoming available, whether we're talking about gain of function, we're talking about advancement in healthcare, all these things. So, John, thank you for coming back. Again, he's the president of the Global Alzheimer's Platform Foundation. Go ahead and let's hear your response.
Yeah, Bill, how we use artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. John, we're still having problems. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have Brad talk to you and see if we can't have you call into the studio and see if that can answer the problem. So we'll go ahead and interrupt right now the connection. And Brad, if you can, you know, direct him to call in, let's see if that does. I don't know what's, this happens from time to time. But again, it just tells you this is a live show. So, and I apologize for the disruption here, because I'm looking forward to this conversation, you know, with John about AI. And as we said, you know, a growing number of tech giants, professors, others. I mean, Elon Musk was recently interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and on one hand, excited about it, but I think with some sense of caution at the same time. Like anything, if it's, is allowed to run on its own devices. I mean, all these sci-fi thrillers over the years that we've grown up, where, you know, like Sprock Zarathustra and, where machines take over and that we can't control them, and they have an operating system that is dangerous and debilitating to mankind. And this is what, some analyses are, and some that have been working with AI for a number of years. This isn't just been something that has happened over the last couple of weeks or the last, 5 years. This has been going on for decades. And so let's try it again, John. Hopefully we've solved the problem. Go ahead.
All right, let's try again.
Much better.
Am I clean now?
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
You bet. So what I was trying to say is, I'm in the clinical trial business. We do a lot of high-tech healthcare work with Alzheimer's, and are looking at artificial intelligence in many aspects of what we do. And it's a tool. And what is correct to be completely concerned about is if we let artificial intelligence sit between us, the patient, and their doctor in making healthcare decisions, that's a misuse of artificial intelligence.
Right.
And it's not even a question that would be unethical, all right? Mm. Now, I think a lot of people don't realize how important these tools can be, though, to making sure that a doctor is considering what you need to they need to consider to give you good care. In Alzheimer's, for example, a lot of people have memory problems that aren't related to Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And when you have software that uses algorithms, and that's just a formula that is often associated with artificial intelligence, to say, well, check the guy's B12 or check to see if they have a bladder infection. Those are good things, right? Because
exactly.
The doctor get about 7 to 10 minutes to talk to you, and he ought to be prompted, or she ought to be prompted, on what to consider to figure out why you're having memory problems.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, good point.
So,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to give your audience simple examples of how we should use technology and how we should not. But let me give you an example of how you should not use technology. You shouldn't use technology, and there's some conversations like this that says, well, John Dwyer, that's me, probably got Alzheimer's, and he's 65 years old, and he should be, and because his quality adjusted life years may only be 15 to 20, we're not going to give him the drug. The algorithm, the artificial intelligence formula says the payoff isn't worth the investment, and we're not going to give him the drug. So, doc, you can't write the script. Do we want that? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a risk? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's a low risk, to be honest, Bill, but a lot of folks are correct to say if we're going to let computers decide how we prescribe and treat, making the final decision, we're in a world of hurt.
Yes, without a doubt. And we've already entered that arena, haven't we, at times where decisions are made in terms of quality adjusted life years. That's a generally accepted term and a qualifier that the medical profession will use from time to time to say that, you know, it's just not worth it. Right.
Well, I would defend the medical profession. I've known, been in the medical business and working with medical professionals for 35 years, and I've never heard a single doctor use the word quality adjusted life years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to health plans, or if you go to health economists, they absolutely use those words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to ask, is the benefit adequate for the expense?
Mm-hmm.
But what it takes out of consideration is what is a life experience continuation of life that, and what's it worth? And that's a very difficult calculation that I don't believe the quality, that's the acronym,
mm-hmm.
the quality encompasses adequately. In mm-hmm. my field of Alzheimer's, if I can get a drug to you that gives you a year, 2 years of additional memory and cognitive ability, just because you're not back to perfect, does that mean you shouldn't get the drug? And I think the vast overwhelming evidence is, yes, you should get that drug. The FDA approved it. Figure out a way to pay for it.
Right.
Similarly with cancer. Sometimes we're giving cancer drugs.
I'll tell you what, John, we got to pause for a moment. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John Dwyer after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332.
800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with John Dwyer continues. John, this may sound for our audience a little bit of a side road, but it does apply here to what we're talking about relevant to AI, and that is how Medicare is dealing with Alzheimer's versus the VA, for example.
Yeah, so, you know, not everything has to be that affects how our lives and liberty are being affected, Bill, has to come in some fancy computer program. But there are calculations being made on whether you or I or 6 million Americans and their families can get drugs, brand new effective drugs for Alzheimer's, or can't. And let me be clear. The Food and Drug Administration has congressionally authorized authority to say what are safe and effective drugs. And they've been doing it now for a long time. Medicare, for the first time, just recently decided that they were going to make their own decision after the Food and Drug Administration says a drug is safe and effective as to whether Medicare beneficiaries can use those drugs. And in our case, as Alzheimer's patients, they have said, no, no, no. Even if FDA approves it, we're going to still decide whether we're going to pay for it, which they've never done before. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was an AI calculation, by the way.
No,
I think that was a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
They just decided, look how much it's going to cost to treat all those patients, and we want to slow this down. That is my personal opinion.
Well, and I think that's a fair perspective because we see what's happening with Medicare. I mean, we're now hearing that Medicare is going to run out of money. You know, we're not going to be able to fund it, you know, not that very far. I mean, we're not talking 10 years down the road. I mean, some are saying.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
The trustees have said maybe 5 to 6 years. So I'm not arguing. I want your audience to know I'm not saying that the potential insolvency of Medicare is something that's made up. It is not. That's a hard fact. What I am saying is it's against the law for Medicare to take cost into consideration when they decide if they're going to cover a drug or not. And it is against the law for them to take quality-adjusted life years into consideration. So I'm not saying they took qualities into account. You cannot say for the first time, I'm not covering this drug. And when you see how many, it could be a million people that could benefit from this drug and get additional cognitive benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the interesting thing, Bill.
Yeah.
I know you're a vet.
Yes.
And the Veterans Administration, looking at the same drug, said for our 168,000 Alzheimer's patients and probably another 300,000 that could benefit from it to slow down the progression of the disease, we are going to cover the drug. We're going to treat veterans that show symptoms, and we're going to hope that we can extend their life. They didn't ask about qualities. They didn't ask about cost. And by the way, they have a lot of fiscal pressure on them as well. They said the right thing to do with our patients, vets, is to give them this drug. Medicare is denying the drug. So this is the crazy thing, is you could have somebody, let it be you, who's a vet, and you, me, and we could be exactly the same patient except for one difference. I paid into Medicare and did not serve my country in the armed forces, and you served your country in the armed forces, and I cannot, you can get the drug and I can't. What the heck is that all about?
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially you say when it is against the law what Medicare is doing, why aren't we hearing outrage and pushback that just should be, you know, so emphatic and, you know, without debate? I mean, the law clearly states that this is the way it should be distributed, and they're breaking the law.
Well, because Medicare interprets their, for the first time ever, Medicare looked at their statutory authorization and said, oh, no, we have the authority to do this. We're not breaking the law. Just so you're clear, they aren't going around saying, we're going to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing, though, is the only reason they did this, in my judgment, is after the FDA says it's safe and effective, is they said, we're going to slow this down, so we're going to raise our own safety concerns, and they've never done it before. So there's another reason, right? An unspoken reason. We don't want to serve so many patients.
Right.
The VA said, we're going to serve patients, and Medicare said, no, we're not.
Wow.
That's the problem we got.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want your audience to know that if they think this is a good idea, so be it. But if they don't like it, they need to talk to their representatives and they need to talk to their senators, because right now is the time to get to say to Medicare, on July the 6th, FDA is going to give, we believe, a final full approval to Leqembi, L-E-Q-E-M-B-I. It will stop the progression of the disease. It could stop it for years. Right now, it's less than a year because the data is still young.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are got patients with Alzheimer's in their family, this can substantially improve quality of life. Not qualities, quality of life.
Exactly.
And we'd ask everybody to consider this problem, because if it can happen to Alzheimer's patients, it can happen to cancer patients. And
down the line. Exactly. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't, you know, this is just the way the bureaucracy works. And this is what we're dealing with, the permanent bureaucratic class making these kind of decisions without, you know, congressional approval.
And without letting doctors and patients figuring this stuff out. You can't balance the Medicare budget on the back of Alzheimer's patients.
Exactly.
And you can't balance it on the back of cancer patients or rheumatoid arthritis patients. So if they can do it to us, they can do it to anybody. And that's why I wanted to come on your show, is the calculations being made with or without artificial intelligence by Medicare are calculations designed to save money and not give access to drugs.
Yeah,
thank God the VA was so smart.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think what Medicare is doing, if we understand the process, it's probably off a basic algorithm. It's not necessarily artificial intelligence, although you could argue that algorithms are a preliminary form of AI.
Yeah, you
could argue that. But regardless, this is a good test right from the very beginning, and that's why it's important to address these issues as quickly as possible. Because meanwhile, you've got these bureaucrats that are going to drag this out. There's no sense of urgency for them to do this because, they're not necessarily directly involved. They may have somebody in their family that is dealing with Alzheimer's, but they'll find some end around. They always do. Bureaucrats take care of themselves. But for everyday citizens, it's a different program. And so, I appreciate you, John Dwyer, coming on because we need to sound the alarm on this. There needs to be a sense of urgency and pressure that is put upon our elected officials so that they realize that we know what's going on and we don't like it. We don't want it to work out this way, that it needs to be addressed just as the VA. If the VA can make a decision like this, then, Medicare certainly should. And Medicare has some other problems and that they need to, as you say, it shouldn't be put on the backs of Alzheimer's patients, people who are counting on this kind of service. There's other things that they need to do. And I think that, you and I can argue that on another day. I think that the whole process of Medicare, the issue probably has to do more with priority than it does anything else.
Well, Bill, I hope you'll continue to ask these important questions, keep your audience informed, because this isn't the last time we're going to talk about it. Happy to come on and talk about how to address Medicare's long-term fiscal needs, but you don't pick on any one group to do it.
No, I appreciate your time, John, to do this, and you're always welcome to come back. Keep me informed. Let me know how the how these things develop and what else our audience should know about. And again, the appeal to them is to make sure that, as we said repeatedly, John, you got to own your own knowledge. You're here to motivate and to give people insight. And I always say to people with any of our guests, don't take them for granted. Don't just take it, at face value. You need to do your own work and check into this yourself so that you own your own knowledge, so that you know when you talk to an elected official, you know what you're talking about here. And
absolutely.
And that you're
and
confident.
If I could interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Good. Let me just give you, Bill, I interrupted just to say on that excellent point about own your own knowledge. My friends over at the Alzheimer's Association have a great website that lays all this out. It's alz.org, alz.org. And you can read what they've got there and talk to your doctor about the drug if you have a family concern. But you're going to only get the drug if you do something to make Medicare see the light. We paid into it. We deserve the drug.
Exactly. And the drug again, Leqembi, you said?
Leqembi. L-E-Q-E-M-B-I.
L-E-Q-E-M-B-I. E-M-B-I. Leqembi. Leqembi. There it is. Okay. Thanks, John Dwyer. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too.
Godspeed, my friend.
You too,
all right.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jim.